All right. Welcome back to the Pass Your Life and Health Insurance Exam podcast. I'm yours truly, Biko. So it's 2024. So remember, I told you that it's new year, new beginnings, new year, new things, right? You try new things. So I have someone very amazing here. She's going to be the first person I'm going to interview. So far, I've not done any interviews, but we're going to mix things up. So this year, we'll bring the insurance agents or people in the industry, to just give different perspective. So it's not just you hearing my voice week in, week out, week in, week out. Okay. So I'm very excited about that. I have her here on the podcast, but I'm going to introduce her shortly. Let me just give you guys some quick housekeeping tip. Number one, if you are not following us on TikTok, please follow us on TikTok. We have the link in the description. We're on TikTok, we're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Follow us all over. If some of you are visual, because when I do teaching, some of you like to see, as I write things down. So if you're someone who's visual, if you're a visual learner, then I highly recommend that you please you follow us on YouTube, so you can see what we're doing. So there are a lot of amazing things going on back here. Another quick thing to let you guys know about. So we have our textbook for Washington, D.C. It should be out in a few weeks. So you can be able to get that from Amazon. You can be able to get that from anywhere. So we're working on textbooks. We have textbooks for Texas, Iowa, Nevada, and other states coming up. So for you folks who would like to have a physical book, there are some people that just like to have a hard copy where they can highlight, flip pages. So if that is you, you want to subscribe to our email list, because once the book is published, I'm going to send an email out to everyone, so you can go and get yourself a copy. Another thing to let you know about is we're going to be having a weekly webinar, and I have the link to that webinar. It's going to be every Thursday. Okay, so every Thursday. I think it's going to be at 5 p.m. Eastern time every Thursday, either 5 or 6 p.m. But if you want to just learn about how to pass the exam, learn about the insurance industry, how to succeed as an insurance agent, we have that webinar. It's every Thursday. I have the link here in the description. Please click that link and register. All right, so let's get back to Diana. So I met Diana on TikTok, and I tell people that's the power of social media, right? If you have a business or you have anything, if you're not on social media, you're actually missing out. So I watch a lot of TikTok videos. So I was just scrolling, and then she came up on my For You page, insurance teacher, and I just heard her teaching and how she broke down the material. I'm like, wow, she's good. I started to follow her and started watching videos. And I said, wow, this lady, she sounds like someone that we could actually partner with. And I just DM her, and she was kind enough, because most people you DM them, they don't even get back to you. But I DM her, and she got back, and we started that partnership. So she's coming on as an affiliate. She's going to be one of our affiliates, to just help to spread the word out there. So without further ado, because if you give me time, I'm going to go on for the next 10 hours. I tend to talk too much. But without further ado, let's welcome Diana Hinojosa from San Antonio, Texas. Welcome, Diana. We're very excited to have you. A few minutes, introduce yourself and tell the folks listening anything you want them to know about you.
No, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be the first person you're interviewing on here. I'm very excited about our partnership as well. I think awesome things are going to come, and I'm excited to help people start in this amazing career field and everything that comes with it. I'm very excited. So thank you to you for reaching out and for even considering me to help you spread the word about your programs and everything else. I'm very excited. So a little bit about me. Like you said, I've been in the industry now for about 5 years, since 2019, and I've been an agent myself. However, for the past 2.5 years or so, I've been helping people pass the insurance exam. So I will sit down with them and study and tutor, and we break down the information and whatever topics they're struggling with. If they're thinking, okay, annuities are hard right now, well, let's go over annuities, or let's go over this. So, I tutor with them one-on-one. I tutor with them also in a group setting because I have a group course as well. And then we just kind of go from there, whatever it is that they need, whatever support they feel that they need in order to help them pass the exam, that is what we'll work on. So it's very much like on an individual basis. Even the people in the group get that attention as well. I always strive to do that for people. And like I said, I've been doing it for about 2.5 years. Last year, my goal was to get 200 people licensed, and I actually got that. I got to help 230 people get their licenses last year. So that's a little bit about how it's been going, and I'm excited to see what's to come for the future as well. So what questions do you have for me, though? That's a little bit about what I've been doing and whatnot.
Okay, that is awesome. And so you said you've been doing insurance for about 5 years now. You've been helping people pass the exam for about two and a half years. Okay, that is great. So I'm sure some folks listening that because everybody wants to know your why, right? Everyone has a reason. If you became a life insurance agent, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of different ways to make money. You could be a real estate agent. You could be so many things. Why did you choose, to become a life insurance agent?
Okay, so I actually was an insurance agent back when I was about 20. I got my insurance license and I did it till when I was about 23. And I really liked it back then. I liked the flexibility of my schedule. I liked being able to meet with people and help them plan for their retirement, plan for their future, and just it feels good to be able to help people in that way. So I did it for about 2.5, 3 years back when I, like I said, I got my license originally when I was 20, and I did it for a little bit. But then, due to life, faith, whatever you want to call it, I ended up having to move away. So I was in San Antonio, and then I went back home. So back home was a very small town, and the nearest bigger city was about 1.5 hours away. And not that it wasn't possible to keep doing insurance at the time, but due to some crazy situations, I actually became a school teacher. I had the opportunity, and it literally happened from like Thursday night. I got a phone call. Hey, we know we talked to you sometime back about being a teacher. It couldn't happen back when I had originally talked to them. So, which was in May of the year, I moved back to back home from Roma, Texas. So that's like very small town right on the border of Mexico and the US. So when I moved down there, I just didn't see as much of an opportunity in the insurance industry only because I had to drive more than 1.5 hours away. And then they called me like the week. They called me the week before school was going to start. Hey, somebody just quit. We'd like to give you an opportunity. And I signed the contract the following day. And literally the next Monday, from like 3 days later, I was in a classroom. And I really liked being a teacher, especially the first couple of years. And that was awesome. And so I let my insurance license go. But then fast forward 12 years later, I was a teacher. I taught high school and then middle school for 12 and a half years, about 2018 or so, I just said, you know what? I want something with more freedom. I didn't like having to be in the classroom or in school from 7:30 a.m., not being able to get out to like 5 p.m. or so. And then the specific position I had back then, I was a special ed teacher. There's a lot more paperwork and a lot more meetings that come with that specific position, that my current district at the time was not stipending. I was putting in extra hours. So I'd get home at like 6 p.m., I'd eat something, and then just having to do all of the extra paperwork for the meeting and keeping in compliance with the state and everything else, I'd be sitting on my computer at my table in the kitchen from 7 p.m. to 1 or 2 a.m. sometimes. And that did not include grading papers, lesson planning, any of the normal teacher things. Literally, that was just planning for the meetings, getting that specific paperwork ready, and then getting reports ready that weren't teacher related. And it wasn't a stipend position. And I'm not even kidding. That was every single day. And it was stressful. It was not good. I wasn't happy with it. And I would just tell myself, like, I could be doing something on the side in those extra hours and actually be getting paid for it. As a teacher, I wasn't getting paid for those extra hours. Granted, I was at home and that's what they wrote it off as. Oh, you're at home anyways. Like, you could do it if you want, or you could not do it. And it was like, no, because the deadline for this paperwork is Thursday. During the school day, we never had time to do it. Another thing I wasn't happy with as a teacher was that I was never able to actually be with my students. I was being sent here, and there to cover for people who were absent. So I was falling behind with my students and with what I had to do. So it was just a lot. And it was just the fact that I was like, I am literally sitting at my table from 7 p.m. to 1, 2 a.m. every single day. And I wanted more freedom. And I remembered how much I enjoyed being in the insurance industry before and how I could sit down, help one family, and make about an extra $1,000 for that one family that I helped. And I said, okay, you know what? I started looking for opportunities and I started back into the insurance industry. It was already like it was about November 2019, and by no, sorry, it was August, September of 2019. By October, I had my license and I started working every other weekend, which is crazy because if you have a full-time job, even with those requirements and time constraints as a teacher and doing all that extra paperwork I talked about, I was still able to work literally every other Saturday, help two or three people, and make extra income. And it wasn't a crazy amount of time that we had to put into it. It wasn't anything that was too hard because once somebody gets trained, as you know, and I know you work with a lot of people and train them, it can really take off for them and it can be something that can give them that opportunity. So why did I get back into the insurance industry? One, it's awesome. You make really good money for not a lot amount of time. Plus, you get to decide your time, where I'm at. So before, if I was teaching right now, I would be in a classroom and they would ex tell me this from this time to this time, you're with these kids, from this time to this time, you're going to do this. Then this is how much time you have for lunch. Versus now, I get to work in San Antonio if I want, or I can go down to the Valley and be with my family for 2 weeks, or I can go anywhere really. I have a friend in Colorado who's been asking me to go visit her. So I want to go visit her and I'm going to go spend 3 weeks with her. And it's awesome because now we're on Zoom. Now we get to do it all online, social media, like you said as well. And I can go to Colorado, stay with her for 3 weeks and still work and still do what I want to do. So really, that ability to choose, that freedom is what drew me back into the insurance industry. So that's how that started. And I was able to quit teaching. I'm sorry I cut you off with the insurance industry. I just love talking about it too. So I'm done. I talk a lot as well.
Oh, no, that's good. So I would just say, but I'm sure there are some teachers that are listening to you, or I'm sure there are some people who think that, oh, come on. I mean, you're a teacher, you have the best hours. You work from 7 to 2 or 7 to 3, and then every summer, you have the best time of the year off, You have two and a half months or 3 months off in the summer from June, no, from less from May to June, no, from May to August. So
Yeah.
what could be so bad about being a teacher?
Oh gosh, we could go on forever. So the stress was crazy. It's just super stressful. I mean, could you imagine? And I think about it like this. There are a lot of parents who I hear my friends complain about having to deal with this and this. And don't get me wrong, I know they love their kids like crazy, but they complain about having to deal with two or three kids at a time, or having to their attitudes or their behaviors or whatever. Can you imagine doing that with 35 kids at a
Wow.
time, or 189 in one day? Because I had 189 kids my last year of teaching. My second to last year, I had 156 students all day, and they were eighth graders. And like I said, I liked them and I had fun with them sometimes, but it was crazy stressful. But it wasn't even the kids, it was the extra requirements. The fact that sometimes they wouldn't let us go to lunch because we had a mandatory meeting to go to. The hours, yes, school starts, let's say my school started at 8:15, but our hours, our contract hours required us, or our principal, I should say, in my specific school, wanted us to be there at 7:15, an hour early, for possible meetings with parents or kids, and they never showed up, right? Never that early. So there was a time constraint there. And then after school too, just the traffic, like that was another thing that for me, I just love not having to do anymore. My commute was a good 40 minutes one way plus traffic. That's another maybe hour and a half you're going to spend in the car. Now it's online, it's on social media. We don't even have that anymore. Not that I wouldn't drive somewhere if I had to. Of course, I'll drive out to meet clients if I need to, but that's time constraint. And then people do say, like, oh, you have the summers and you're done by two. No, well, sometimes elementary teachers, some schools are done by two, but really it's more like 4 p.m. Then you stay for after school trainings. My former district made a law this past year that every teacher was required to stay an extra hour and a half 3 days out of the week. They said, we don't care what days, 3 days out of the week, you have to be there for an extra hour and a half because of the COVID restrictions or whatever, trying to bring kids back. But that's time they're taking away from that teacher that they could be with their family or doing something else. And that is unpaid time. They're not wanting to pay those teachers. The district just said, y'all just have to do this an extra 3.5 hours a week, and made it a requirement. So time is slowly being robbed from teachers over the years. And then summers, during the summertime, there are mandatory trainings that teachers do have to go into. That's one thing not a lot of people realize. Yes, you may have 2 or 3 weeks off, but then suddenly, last week of June, first week of July, there's this camp training and that training and whatnot that you have to be at because it's one of your requirements for your contract or state trainings or whatnot. And they're not offered. Before, they were offered in August or at the very end of the year, but now they're literally offered like the first week of July or the last week of June, leaving people really unable to enjoy that vacation time. And again, typically they are unpaid trainings. So it's just kind of crazy. And I was at the point where I just had enough of that constraint of on my time. And I wanted that freedom. And I said, I'm going to go get it, you know? And I got it through the insurance industry. And yeah, other teachers, if y'all are out here listening, it is an amazing opportunity and a way to get out of the classroom if that's what y'all are wanting. And if you're not wanting to get out of the classroom like I wanted to, you can definitely do it on the side every other Saturday, make a few extra $100, $1,000, or even every weekend. But it's a great opportunity and a good way out of not just teaching, of anybody who's looking for a new career path. And that's what I always tell people, like, this is great side gig, because now you know everybody wants a side gig, or it's a great new op career opportunity that somebody can take.
Okay, that is great. So I'll just share my own story. You know, because two of us have Kind of similar story. I first got my license when I turned 18 years old, right out of high school. So the summer I got out of high school was the summer I got my license because my mom was in the industry, and she dragged me in. So I got my license, everything, and then it didn't last long. When I went to college, of course I didn't have time, so my license lapsed and everything. So when I got out of college, then that's how come I went and got my license again. So two of us have similar story. We started when we were young, got it, and then time passed. We dropped off, came back in that. And then for those of you listening, maybe I've not talked about this in the past. I actually used to live in Texas, so I used to live in McAllen, Texas. You live in San Antonio now, so it's like 3.5 hours drive. And you're from Roma, which is
Which is an hour and a half,
this
yes.
is an hour and a half from McAllen. So we have a little history of of the valley in Texas. But one of the other things I like about the insurance industry is that WFA lifestyle, right? Now, for those of you wondering what is WFA, it means work from anywhere. So is that it is sometimes it's not so much about the money. Yeah, if you are making 100 or 200,000, but if you don't have the time freedom to do what you want to do when you want to do it, I mean, it's not going to be that enjoyable, right? So most people who become insurance agents who choose to do this full time, that's one of the top three reasons, that freedom, like you said, right? You want to, like, you could go and visit your parents in the valley for 2, 3 weeks. Whereas if you're a teacher, right, or if you're still working a regular job, you won't be able to do that. So those are some of the advantages. Okay, so let's come here. So tell me, what has been some of your struggles so far in the insurance industry? Because I can tell you, everyone has their history or their story. What's your story?
So one of the main struggles, and I feel like you've probably heard this a billion times, definitely finding clients, right? Buying leads and then getting to the point where you're like, I just spent $2,000 on leads, didn't make any sales, which happened to me one summer, right? And it just sucks when that happens. But it's also just facing that rejection sometimes. You're working with the client. I had a client a while back and I worked with him and I thought I had an awesome sale, right? And I was all happy because we met three or four different meetings. I got his information. I was going to get him and his wife a policy, all of his three kids. We were going to move some money for a new annuity account. So we were good to go. I'd already done all the appointments, gotten all the information, lined up everything for him. And he calls me out of the blue, like the next day, that next morning, and says, "Never mind, we're not doing anything, right?" So moments like that, when you face things that are like, "What? Why?" And he didn't give me an explanation. He didn't really say anything. He just said, "Sorry, I can't do any of this." After spending so many appointments and time and energy and trying to help him and emails, right? So it's those situations that are like a major struggle. But also just I would say the biggest struggle is just keeping motivated, right? And when those things happen, what do you do to keep going? Because it's, we can't just be like, okay, so one customer said no after all this time where I spent so much money on leads and didn't get anything. And when I spent that money, I spent money and I was in San Antonio, I was in McAllen, and I was in another city that was kind of scattered. So I was driving 4 or 5 hours across, right? And then going to houses, getting no answers, getting the doors shut on me or getting told like whatever, right? In the heat, and in the summer in McAllen, it's like 120 degrees. That's the normal. So it's like you're melting and it's just hard and difficult. So I would say I've definitely had those struggles, other struggles too. And I don't know why people act like this, and this is common, I feel like, just with people in any industry. But people trying to like tell you like you can't do that, keeping you down, things like that, not letting people who have those ideas or those thoughts because of maybe something they've gone through or they've experienced affect you, right? So I would definitely say those have been some of my struggles, and I'm sure that you've encountered that as well in your career too and whatnot. So those are definitely some of the struggles. And it's like we were talking about the other day, just how do you keep motivated and keep going to say, okay, you know what? Today was bad, or this week, or this month, or this year was bad. How do I make the next one better? Right. So those are definitely have definitely been some of the struggles and some of the challenges. Another thing too, just social media in general. Like I feel I've pretty much sat down and I've got a good grasp on TikTok, but I've put time into it. I've YouTubed videos, I've trained with people, I've attended seminars and all those little free seminars. And what tip can I get here? What tip can I get there? And it's kind of like that's kind of fun for me. I feel like that's a kind of like a puzzle. I like puzzles. But there are situations where sometimes, like on YouTube specifically, where I have a channel, right? And then I started a channel and suddenly they shut me down. And then just being shut down again and again. And right now, the one I have, it's not new, but that's only because I've been kind of hesitant because I'm like, why do they keep shutting me down? Just that's been one struggle for me too. But I would say my main thing, just staying motivated, being able to stay consistent and whatnot throughout all of those times when they tell you, like, no, when you get a no from a client, or something like that happens, how do you work around it? How do you figure it out, right? Just keeping on like that has been one of my main major struggles.
Okay, so with those things you said, like what would be your advice for new agents or for people thinking about coming into the industry?
Okay, so definitely always make your plans, right? Always make your plans and decide this is what I want and try to figure out two or three ways to get what you want. Not to, okay, not saying like have a plan B, right? Like I want to be an insurance agent. I want to be able to sell 100,000 in a year or 500,000 in a year or whatever, right? Okay, I want to sell 500,000 in a year. What are three different ways I can get that? And if this way doesn't work to get this goal, how else can I get this goal, right? Having a plan A, B, and C, not, okay, I didn't make it. I'm done in the industry completely, but what else can I do to get that goal or what I want, right? Because if this is your goal, 500,000 a year, and this plan doesn't work, okay, so yeah, there's going to be discouragement. You're going to feel bad. You're going to be like, it's not working. And it's not necessarily a give up, but how else can you get that specific goal to get 500,000? So, for example, in my case, YouTube didn't work. They kept shutting me down. All right, so let me focus on TikTok. And I feel that I've been pretty good with that. And not that I'm giving up on YouTube, definitely not. But how else can I make that work? How else can I work towards getting that bigger or more, I guess more to where like my TikTok's at, right? A bit more successful. So always try to come up with more than one way to get your goal because plan A may not work, plan B may not work, but what about C, D, and E? Like there's more than one ways to get to your specific goal, right? And it's not changing the goal, but it is figuring out the workaround for it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, that's it. As I said, the insurance industry is tough. I've said this on many episodes. The insurance industry is tough. About 85% of people will they'll actually quit the insurance industry in their first 1 year. That's 85%, very, very high. So if you look at the numbers, when you start to think about it, it's even bad. 63% of people will fail their insurance exam. So only about 37% of people will pass the first time. Then those people who pass, about 85% of them will quit in the first 1 year. And from my experience, I found out that people quit for one of two reasons. Most of the time is either they're not making any money, they can't get any clients, or maybe their friends and family, everybody keeps screaming, yeah, this is a scam, this is a scam. No. So people quit for one of those two, or sometimes people quit for both. They're not making enough money, and then everyone around them is telling them this is a scam. And after a while, it just becomes too much, and those people quit. So the insurance industry is tough, but the good news is, I tell people, and the advice I give new agents is, this is a great industry. About 5 to 15% of people make good money. When I mean good money, six figures. So the mistake new agents make, and I don't want people making that same mistake. That's why we have our Growth Academy for new agents. We teach people how to get leads and all of that. But when you start out, don't limit yourself to just friends and family. Because the sad thing is, most of the time, your friends and family, and I talked about this in previous episodes, your friends and family will usually, most of the time, for the majority of them, they'll be skeptical, to come on board, skeptical to join you in the business. They'll be skeptical to get, products from you, to get any service from you. So don't limit yourself to just friends and family, because after a few rejection, maybe 5, 10, or 20 rejection, your mom or your parents say no, your siblings say no, your best friends say no, your coworkers say no, you get discouraged. So, but there are millions of people out there. There are 100 million Americans who are uninsured. They're either uninsured or they don't have enough coverage. So don't limit yourself to just the people you know. There are millions of people out there that need coverage. Focus your time and energy reaching people who actually need your service, not people who desire your service, not people who need it. So anyway, that's me on my soapbox. So I'm excited about this interview. Now, for those of you listening, again, let me just say this. So if you don't know, so Diana is one of our affiliates. So we agree on a partnership because she's doing the same thing, right? But her course is not approved. So she's like, okay, for our one-on-one, for my one-on-one students, if any of them need to get, their certificate of completion, some states will require that, I'm going to send them, to you. And then if we need some people who need, one-on-one training, we'll send them to her, vice versa. So we agree on a partnership. So we are partners now. So I'm excited, to have you on, Diana. Okay, so Diana, I'm going to give you this opportunity. Maybe the products or services you're offering, or you can even talk about, your training program. I know it's big on TikTok. You have more than, I don't know, more than 1,000 followers on TikTok. And the sad thing is, for us, I probably shouldn't say this because it's very shameful. We only have. Last I checked, we only had about 25 followers on TikTok. 25. So we're trying to get there. But anyway, Diana, it's all yours. You can feel free to talk about your training program or any other services. Plus, I like to promote my guests. Anything.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. So, again, we do pretty much offer the same services. I do help people pass the life and health insurance exam. I've worked with people in every, well, not every state. That's my goal. I want to work with somebody and get somebody, at least one person licensed in every single state. I only have 18 states that I'm working my way through right now. So I do have a map. So guys, feel free to check it out on my TikTok. I have that. I have a couple of videos where I show the map and I need to color it in. I like to color, number one. But two, that's my goal. I want to get somebody licensed in every single state. I want to be able to say I've worked with people in all 50 states. So I'm working on that. And I do offer one-on-one tutoring services. So sometimes I work with people who've already failed the test. I worked with somebody 2 weeks ago. She had already failed the test six times. And I remember just telling her, like, wow, congratulations. Because right now, after six times of failing, most people would just be like, I give up. This isn't for me. And I told her that's just going to make her such an amazing agent. So we tutored three different times. We did three one-on-one sessions, and then the next time she went and she took the test, she passed it. And I love talking to people like that. I have an agent in Arizona, Kelsey, who I tutored with her in February of last year, and right now she's got an agency of about 19 agents, and she's doing amazing. She's loving it, and I love talking to people who I've helped pass the exam, and they tell me like, "Oh, I'm doing great. I'm loving it. I'm building an agency," or even people who do independent, and they're just like, "I get to work when I want. I get to see my kids. I get to go pick them up from school." I think that's like really awesome, and I love helping people get to that point. So I do the one-on-one sessions, and then we have the group class. In my group class, they can join for 4 weeks. It is Monday, no, sorry, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30, and then 9 a.m. to 1. And of course, when somebody joins your program with my link, I am going to let them join my class as well, so they can have that extra help and whatnot. That way, they get to study with your program and your materials, which is amazing. And then they also get to come on, and if they need that bit of extra help, ask questions and whatnot. So going through your program is definitely, I feel like that's going to make it even more amazing with our partnership and everything. I'm excited for everybody we're about to help together. And that's pretty much what I've been doing. And then also as an agent, I do focus on TRS and helping teachers, because like we've been talking about, I was a teacher for 12 and a half years. My mom is a retired teacher. My aunt was a librarian, and I have many family members who are principals and teachers and whatnot. So it runs in the family. It's definitely, I think, the family business. But I love helping and working with teachers. So if there are teachers out there, please feel free to look me up if you are looking for a way to get extra income or side hustles, or if you want some information, you just want to get a TRS review. I do offer those as well, as far as my trainings and all of that too. For that is specifically who I like to work with. Of course, I work with everybody, but I love working with teachers and helping them understand their TRS and their retirement planning and their options and whatnot too. And like I said, I'm working on building that YouTube channel as well. We're definitely going to work on that. We're going to work on our TikToks too, and I'm just very excited for this partnership.
Okay, so that's good. So for someone listening now, they want to contact you or reach you. Like, do you have a website, phone number, like email?
Yes.
Feel free to
So
give.
definitely. My website is www.theinsuranceexamteacher.com. So from there, they can go in the very first button. It's going to be a link. They can come in and they can do a 15-minute chat. We'll jump on a call real quick, a Google Meet, and then we'll go from there. So, yes.
Okay, you have a phone number too, for people who want to call you instead.
Yes, so my phone number is 956-437-1789. So they can call me or they can text me and just kind of let me know, hey, let's talk about this and what they're interested in, and we can definitely go from there as well.
All right, that's great. So guys, you've heard it. Again, it's, as I said in the beginning, it's a new year, so we like to do new things, right? So the goal, and so far I've pretty much stuck to my promise. That is, every week, no matter what, you're going to get one episode every single week, one episode. So we've been faithful in January. We're faithful all throughout January with that. February, so far we've kept our promise, and that is my goal, to keep that promise all throughout 2024. So this is another amazing episode. But I just like Diana. She's out there, she's doing her thing. Because I tell people, you know what, and there's nothing wrong with a job, because everybody needs to work, right? But if you really want to make a lot of money, or you really want to make an impact, like a job is not the way to go. Number one, you don't have the time freedom. Someone controls your time. They tell you when you can wake up, when all of that, and then the money you make. I don't know about Texas, but I have some other family members on the East Coast who are, teachers, and most of them don't make that much. I mean, they make peanuts. When you think about all the headache that comes with being a teacher, I mean, what they make is nothing. So, but if you get in the insurance industry, if you're part of that 5 to 15%, and if you do it the right way, you could make a lot of money, six figures, not just the money, but even more importantly, you have that lifestyle, that freedom to spend time with your friends and family, not just 1 or 2 days, but like you said, you want to go and spend 2, 3 weeks with your parents. You know, you can do that. Working a regular job, you won't be able to do that. So it's great. I'm excited about this partnership, Diana. This is the beginning of great things. I tell people, partnership is the fastest way to grow. So with this partnership, both of us, you know, everybody can grow together and something. So that is it. So another thing to let you guys know about, just quickly, again, I'm going to keep repeating it. If you have not signed up for our email newsletter, please do, because we send out content, valuable information, promotions, coupon codes, like our textbook that's coming out in a few weeks. If you're on our email list, you're going to get a discount, so you pay a lot less for it than people who are not on our email list. So all of that. So just sign up for the email list and subscribe, follow us on YouTube, on TikTok, everywhere, because we'll be providing different content everywhere. Okay, so Diana, that is it. Is there any closing statement you want to leave, our audience with? Anything you want them to know in closing?
Honestly, just if you are interested or if you are looking to start a career in the insurance industry, to just don't give up on that goal. Reach out, get the help that you need. Definitely reach out to us and let us help you get started and just kind of pick our brains a little bit if that's what you're interested in. And just don't give up on those goals if that is something that they're really wanting to do, that somebody's really has that heart for it. Definitely just get started and try it out.
Okay. All right. So, Diana, it was a pleasure having you here. Thank you. Thank you very much. Again, you will go in the record book as our
Yes,
guest.
I love that. Thank you.
So, who knows? Maybe this is not the last time we come on. Maybe you'll come back on, you know.
Definitely. I'd love to come back on for sure. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited. And now, no, knowing that this is the first podcast where you had a guest, this was my first podcast as well. Super excited. Thank you. I would love to come back on with you.
So let's see. Maybe in a few months. Guys, for everyone else listening, thank you very much for being a loyal listener. Another thing, I think we're at 40,000 downloads now. So thank you to all our listeners, for people who share this podcast. And until next time, please be safe out there. See you next time.